The commercial division of the Fast Track High Court has halted the Reach for Gold promotion run by Fidelity Bank Limited. The court, presided over by Mrs. Justice Barbara Kayensu, suspended the promotion until issues of illegality have been determined after a full trial. The court, however, did not award any cost against the bank. Fidelity Bank Limited and Global Media Alliance jointly filed a motion on notice restraining the National Lottery Authority, NLA, from interfering with the ongoing Reach for Gold promotion. We bring you a news desk report.
Fidelity sought a declaration that the NLA had no control or supervisory powers over the bank as far as the promotion was concerned, and that the authority's letter to the bank dated September 26 this year halting the promotion was not only unlawful but mischievous. It further sought a declaration that NLA's letter ordering the bank to stop the Reach for Gold promotion was tantamount to interference in the bank's lawful business. According to the bank, it applied for permission from the Gaming Commission through a letter on August 26 this year, and the commission obliged. At the commencement of the promotion, the bank said any customer or account holder who deposited and maintained a minimum amount of 300 Ghana cedis or multiplies in the said account for a month was given a coupon. At the end of the 6 months, a general draw on all the coupons will be made, and the overall winner will be entitled to a 1 kilogram of gold. The NLA asked them to stop the promotion, saying it was a lottery in disguise and illegal under the 2006 National Lottery Act 722. According to the NLA, the bank was licensed to deliver banking services and ancillary product and not to engage in the business of running lottery for promotional purposes. The NLA said it was performing its statutory mandate to prohibit illegal lotteries by notifying the bank to put an end to an illegality.
A news desk report.